I'm sure your girls are ready to play somebody else besides practicing against each other, aren't they?
Oh, definitely. You know, we have had 2 good weeks of practice, so that's been nice to see. And we've got some eager kids, so that's nice to see as well. You know, we bring back a lot of people from a year ago. You know, we lost Remy to graduation, so that hurts. But, you know, we're trying to find some pieces that will fill her shoes, and I think we're on the right track.
I tell you, one thing is, you know, you've had some teams with some size before. You got 3 girls on your roster listed, including Oakley Stout, who's going to be one of your best players. But 3 girls about 5'10 or higher, that's kind of always nice to have some bigs inside, isn't it?
Oh, it is, definitely. You know, they at least gives us something for rebounding that, you know, tall body in there for them, they're going to have to shoot over. So, you know, that's helpful as well.
Oakley Stout, obviously, she played a lot for you as a freshman last year. She will be a young lady. We'll try to get her in the ball in her hands a lot, won't you?
Well, definitely. You know, she's going to be kind of our catalyst to make the engine go. And, you know, hopefully we can make that happen. And, you know, I think we got some pieces that I think will go with it that hopefully we can offset her. So maybe she'll get a few more open looks.
Kamri Elston is a senior, is playing a lot of minutes for you, going to be one of your keys also this year. Once again, that backcourt, isn't she?
She is. You know, hopefully, you know, she can pick up some of the scoring slack and get some pressure off of Oak a little bit. And, you know, Delaney Evans will be another one. Hopefully we can keep her healthy. You know, we only had her for half the year last year due to injury. And hopefully them three around the guard area will be able to, you know, spread things out. You know, we've got some interiors. You know, Brooklyn Contreras has done a really good job for us so far these first couple weeks, and Kinley Cole's been another one that's done some good things. And, you know, Jordia Phillips is another senior. She's a great hustler, great rebounder. So we've got some pieces. We just got to get them put together.
Yep, you've got it. You mentioned you got to hit some shots. Guards got to hit shots. Doesn't mean you got to knock down threes all day, but even the mid-range shots to open up that if you're having Oakley spend a lot of her time around that paint, you got to get her open, because you know darn well a lot of teams are just going to sag on her a lot if you don't hit shots.
Oh, definitely. You know, we got to make sure if she does play, you know, kind of inside outside, hopefully we can spread it out enough where the other people are hitting some shots to where it opens her up a little bit, and, you know, we go from there.
You've got Thursday, Friday games coming up here on the Thursday night first with Southwest, their place, and Paxton coming up on Friday at your place. So a couple of toughies off the bat, isn't it?
No, definitely. You know, Southwest has got a lot of pieces and parts back from their group a year ago, and, you know, Paxton brings back quite a bit as well. So we'll have our hands full the first two games of the year, but, you know, it's gives ourselves a good starting point to see where we're at as we head into Cattle Trail next week.
Yeah, and I'm looking at that. You know darn well that girls bracket in the Cattle Trail. Oh, wow. It's loaded. It might be the toughest top to bottom this year.
Yeah, oh, definitely. You know, when I was doing the ratings, I'm like, well, I could put this one here, but, you know, these guys bring return a lot. So, you know, it was kind of a crapshoot to, you know, because they're all fairly equal on where they could be.
You know, and then after that, you've got South Loop and at Alma to wrap up the pre-Christmas schedule. You know darn well Alma's going to be pretty good this year again.
Oh, I know. You know, Hitchcock will be all right. You know, then we go to Arnold and play South Loop. They will be improved from a year ago. We saw them a couple times this summer. And, yeah, and Alma, they'll probably be the one to beat in the conference this year.
Well, it's a group of young ladies. Again, they played a lot. It's going to be, for a lot of those girls, they played varsity ball for a lot over the last couple of years. It'll be nothing new for them.
Oh, definitely. You know, TJ's done a lot of great things coming in this summer. And, you know, we got some freshmen, I think, and Zoe Trimble's another sophomore. I think we've got some kids that hopefully we turn the tides a little bit and, you know, hopefully we can surprise some people. So we'll see what happens.
Yep, got to stay healthy. Cannot afford any injuries whatsoever. Sickness, what do you do about that? You're going to have it every now and then, but just got to stay as healthy as possible.
Yeah, definitely.